truth means obviously vain. Even Israel, I tell you, going to say, but there are also the sata feel the vitoyev. One is not allowed to talk to increase the Torah, even the vitoyev, a filo ben gavra le gavra. One is prohibited to talk even between one Ali and the next. There's a discussion of that for him, even if you're allowed to learn between one Ali and the next, between yourself, to yourself. And Ramayim, the Mishnah Berurah brings that Yerava says that to speak to other people in learning, one should not do ben gavra le gavra. If there's a present needs a psak for that point of time, then you're not a paskin for him. But it's not okay for that point of time. You should not discuss anything ben gavra le gavra. A few of the Mishnah, even though he heard the Kriyas HaTorah beforehand, still he should not talk during the laying or between the leaves. Yesh matirin ligrois peirish noid belachash. Some opinion told that he can learn quite well. Yesh shemim shemish asar the tzaiti, the sefer Torah, and mutal the sata of the sefer Torah. Others say that if there's a minion anyway, listening to the Baal Torah, then he could speak in the sefer Torah. And the third opinion is matirin, the mishah Torah of Nosa, person who's constantly learning, then, this opinion holds that you're not allowed to learn unless you're a Torah Nosa type of person. Mishnah Berurah says this is talking about even if there's 10 people that are hearing the Sefer Torah. Even so, this opinion holds you should not learn unless Torah is a Nosa. The Yesh Matirim, the Mishnah Koyim, should just say Sefer Torah, mouth of the part of a Mar Atma, Shein Ritzel, Shmo Sefer Torah, and Likris. The person who makes a gesture before the reading, at the beginning of the reading, that he's not part of this reading of the Sefer Torah, so, and he's already in the middle of his learning. He's not saying the chlip to stop his learning. No, it's basically he's not leaving the Kriyas HaTorah, but he's involved in his own learning and he does not want to stop it for the Kriyas HaTorah. But if he didn't start learning from beforehand, according to his opinion, nobody's allowed to learn, even if it's Torah to Nosa. So each sheet has been more mouthed than the first one. The Kriyas HaTorah, the Kriyas HaTorah, is Shari. To learn, to say Shnei Kriyas HaTorah, since it's the Indian of the Kriyas HaTorah, is permitted. Now, the question is, what are we talking about? We're talking about a person who already heard the Kriyas HaTorah, a person who did not yet hear the Kriyas HaTorah. So Mishnah Berurah B'Halacha is very unhappy about saying these opinions hold that you don't have to listen to the Kriyas HaTorah at all. In other words, if according to the Halacha opinion, and there's only 10 people listening, this opinion says you don't have to listen, or if you're Talmud Chochem, at least you don't have to listen. Or you're middle man before you don't have to listen, and you basically miss out listening to the Kriyas HaTorah. So therefore, he wants to prove from various sources that rather, if you didn't hear yet, you're required to listen. All these things don't apply. All these things apply to a person who already heard. But he points out that the Shulchan Aruch is not mashma lakim. Why? It says, "Kol zeh ina inyan le pashas zocha pashas par shem ba'asara midaraisa." That the pashas zocha pashas par alav achreim ho pashas par. It's not the raisa, but a kopan zocha is the raisa. You have to listen to them. So what do you mean? Only what are we talking about? If he was already Yosef, so he had no fear of the right to hear it a second time. So it sounds like we're talking about the first time. And even so, he's saying by regular Parsha Shavua, that a person, according to the various opinions, there are Sefer Tim, the days of later learning, so he did not get here the Sefer Torah. Even the Mechav himself says, and the doctor, the Mechav and Daita, the Shom Piyakoyer. The right thing is, that you should always listen to the Baal Torah, and not be involved in anything, any other type of learning at the time. And yeah, Mishnah Berurah brings the Prichod, says the Iker Din is not learn other things, even Shnei Mikros HaTavon, even to other 10 people other than him, and the Shiloh is Machmer, but he has to hear the Kriyas Torah. So like we said, Shulchan Aruch and Mishnah Berurah fortifies that opinion that one is required to hear every word of the Kriyas HaTorah, according to Shulchan Aruch, it's mashma, it's a chumra, and Shibura mashma, that's the Iker HaDin. Mishnah Berurah also brings from the Matei Moshe, that says it's a proper thing to say quietly, word by word, with the Shliach Tzibur. That way you'll have kavod, hopefully.